Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here. It is Friday, July 26th, 2019, and this is my weekly working writer's update. So, boy, it has been a busy week. Here is where my various projects stand. School, which is a poem for an anthology. I have four different poems on the same topic, the topic I was requested to write about, and I think they are in pretty good shape. One of them does not have much of a spark of magic. Like, it's cute, and the meter works, and the rhyme works, but I don't think there's anything really special about it, so I'll probably be discarding that one. And then the other three, I'm trying to decide whether to wait and share them with my critique group next month, or whether to go ahead and send them into the anthologist and see what she thinks. So we'll see. The collaboration, which is a poetry picture book collaboration with a poet friend, that is now out to several editors. The picture book Maybe, which I'm now calling Belong, I returned my signed contract and I'm waiting for my countersigned contract, and now it's just that always feeling of kind of trepidation while I wait to see who the illustrator is going to be. And I will say that this book, because of its theme of belonging and acceptance, and its rhyming, and I feel like the illustrations, which always matter hugely, are going to kind of make or break this book, because I think they will be the difference between whether the book looks cutesy and too old-fashioned, or whether it comes across as a, you know, contemporary, meaningful book. So I'm nervous. let's see. Oh, I want to just pop in and say thank you to my patrons through Patreon. You guys are the reason that I am still doing this Friday update. Okay, winter. So, winter is Snack Snooze Skedaddle. It's my picture book that's coming out this fall. And I got a decent review from Booklist. I chatted with a writer friend who has a marketing background about promotional possibilities around the various materials I might create for the book. And I hired a book trailer guy. and I'm not sure how it's going to come out, but it's very inexpensive, so I am giving it a try. I have always made my own book trailers, so this will be a first. On Loons, that's my picture book that comes out next spring with the Minnesota Historical Society Press. I tweaked the marketing kind of paragraphs, the marketing and catalog copy that the editor sent me. It wasn't final copy. It's kind of what they're going to use to get the sales team excited about the book. And it will go through more revision. But she had sent it to me and asked me if I had any changes. So I went through that and made some tweaks and sent it back to her, explaining that, you know, those were my suggestions, but of course it's up to her, the final decision. But I got a note back and she really liked them, so that was great. Word, which is a poetry collection, and that's the one where I met with the editor at ALA last month, and where the whole project has kind of come to a screeching halt, and I sent a new approach framework to that editor at the beginning of July, and I haven't heard anything back, so I went ahead and sent her a quick email today to see if she's had a chance to read it, because I don't want it to sit there for another 6 months with me thinking it's at one stage in the publishing process and then, you know, finding out later that it's not at that stage I thought it was. One thing I did that I'm going to give you a little more detail about this week is my picture book, Clover. I got sketches from the editor. So these are black and white, you know, pencil sketches of the entire book. I had seen character sketches before, just of the main character, well, the two main characters, and they were awesome. And so now this was a sketch kind of dummy of the entire book. And I gave detailed feedback, and I thought I would share a little bit of that with you. This is my first book with this publisher, and so it was a little intimidating because she had said, let me see what she says, please feel free to send me any and all notes you have. And so I did. I've gotten more outspoken about art because some of my books, I have adored the art, many of my books actually. I've been really lucky overall. But there have also been some issues and some things that I think, you know, negatively impacted the final creation of the book. So I have learned to speak up, say my piece, and it doesn't mean that they will agree with me, that the editor and art director will agree with me, but I at least feel better for having advocated for what I feel about a book. So, excuse me, I spent a couple hours going through the sketches page by page, spread by spread. And so I said to the editor, here are my notes. I know this is a lot because I like to comment on what I love as well as what I am questioning. I do have two sort of big picture questions and concerns. So the first one, is the text alone enough for readers to envision how Clover perceives the world? Or should a few pages actually show the chaos she feels, somehow visually cueing the readers in so they realize it's Clover's perception but nobody else's? And then my second kind of big picture thing was, when the other kitties call stuff out, overwhelming Clover, it's not obvious in the art and design that those lines are said by other kitties. It's kind of confusing and feels like maybe Oliver and Clover are saying some of those lines, which undermines the story, I feel. So those were my two bigger picture concerns. And then I said, here are my notes. I do realize that I'm just putting in my two cents and the final decisions rest with you and the Two Lions team. Thanks for allowing me to have my voice heard on the illustration side of things. I am just thrilled with Heroes, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, scenes, and I can't wait to see the lovely book this is going to be. And then I just went through and page by page, you know, said things like, great expression on Clover's face. You know, I love how their meeting is the only thing on this page. It feels so uncluttered and pure, like a good friendship ought to be. But I didn't just say good things. I also said things like, we could adjust text to say rang a bell instead of rang a gong, which is what I had initially. But then we lose Clover's perception. Well, that's a long paragraph, so I won't read the whole thing. But I love Clover edging off the scratchy rug there and that Oliver is noticing her distress. Then there was a question about kindergarten and lunch and recess, and you know, I said some places do half day kindergarten, but others do full day. Half day kindergarten wouldn't have lunch or recess, so this is set, or lunch or nap time, I mean. So this is set pretty firmly in the world of full day kindergarten. So all sorts of things like that. So on my note by note comments, you know, probably 70% of them were things that I love, and then bringing up the things that seemed a little bit off to me. So I sent that off a little nervously because, again, it's my first one, my first book with this publisher and my first time working with this editor. And I was really happy that later that same day, she emailed back and just said, these are great notes. I'll review carefully and get back to you shortly. So she may not agree with all of them still, but I felt relieved that she didn't open my email and just go, oh my Lord, this crazy writer has, you know, sent us this long thing of notes that we totally did not expect. Okay, so that is Clover. For submissions, I made several submissions and pitches this week to both editors and also a marketing person who moved to a new publisher, and they are, you know, looking for manuscripts. And so I ended up sending her sort of pitches for several picture books and asked her, would you tell me which ones you think are the best fit? Because she had invited me to submit something. And then hopefully I will hear back and submit it. And life stuff, I had a fun road trip this week with seven other people, mostly involved in the children's literature world. So there were writers, illustrators, some people were partners. There were also people who are just active in the KidLit community. There was someone who is a Mackin Books person. So all people who love children's books. But this was just a fun outing. We toured a historic home, we ate a picnic lunch, we did an escape room challenge, and on the drive there and back, because this was all in a place about an hour and a half away, I got to catch up with a writer friend who I haven't seen lately. So it was just a really lovely day. That is kind of my update for the week. Because of my day off, and also because of our daughter Maddie being home for 7 weeks, yay, my writing schedule is, of course, off. So this weekend, while Maddie and Randy visit relatives in Atlanta, I will actually be doing a lot of work. So I generally try not to work, you know, much on weekends, if at all. But this weekend, I'm going to try to get caught up on a lot of stuff. So I hope your weekend holds either plans for a lot of fun things or some good writing time. See you next week.